This is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
don't quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source. Of protein, and they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast. All that stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. Back, fresh off vacation. Woo! Back rested, woo, ready to go. We all had a little bit of a break. And so, Gavin, you did not go anywhere for Thanksgiving.
Nope. We stayed home for the entirety of the last week, which I think was nice. There were days when it felt not, I don't want to say boring, but slow, to that point where the normalcy of the holiday is for things to be very chaotic and fast. And if we were with Haley's family, there would have been, you know, 1-year-old nieces and nephews screaming and crying. And so, in retrospect, though I love my nieces and nephews, I don't miss the loudness of all that. So
absolutely,
to have a quiet week, mm-hmm, where I could kind of just get my head on straight before these last few weeks before Christmas, just heading into next year, was nice.
Lady right. Rock.
Because you're traveling for Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's a long trip.
We're driving to New Mexico.
Oh.
And it'll be the last time. We've designated this as the last drive to New Mexico for the holidays. So, yeah, in preparation for that, we did absolutely no driving last week.
I don't blame
that.
You.
That
and gas isn't cheap.
No.
Thanksgiving with Mom and Pop Rock.
It was good. Nothing too crazy. Just eating, sitting on the couch watching TV, and
nice.
That's about it.
But you don't like Thanksgiving meal, though.
I'm not crazy about it. My parents know that. I'm not crazy just about the turkey. I'm just not crazy about any of it.
I love stuffing. Oh, I love stuffing.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
But I pretty much helped my parents, like, put up their tree, decorate it, and all that stuff.
Yeah, so we're doing that tonight. We're doing our tree tonight. I put up some lights yesterday. I got to finish because it looks like I didn't really try. When you look at some of the other houses in our neighborhood. Oh, speaking of which, the 18-foot skeleton people.
Saw this.
Did you? That's right, because you were watching Sasha.
Did they go all out?
No, they did not. Weak sauce. They went all out for Halloween. It's like, what? 18-foot skeletons and three skeletons and all this stuff. And there was like one blow-up bulb thing.
No. Well, maybe they took it down.
And some candy canes.
Well, maybe they took it down. But when I went past there one day, they were playing Home Alone on their garage door.
No.
They had
really?
Like a projector. Yeah, and it said if you tune into this radio station, you can listen to it.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that. They had some candy canes. It was no 18-foot skeleton.
Oh, no.
They need to do a little more for the Lord for this one to even out what they did to everyone else and traumatized us during Thanksgiving.
Totes.
But we'll see.
They
should
have it out there and then decorate it for, like, put a Santa hat on it or something.
Even that I would have been okay with, like, just something, because this is weak sauce.
So you don't like Thanksgiving food, Betty. Do you like Halloween more than Thanksgiving, like as a holiday, or is Thanksgiving still above Halloween for
you? I know that I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this, a lot of hate, but I would say I enjoy Halloween more than
I do because you always do fun costumes and stuff and do things
and there's
with your friends.
Not a lot of pressure in it.
Mm-mm.
I love fall, like, and I love spooky, but not like murder, not gore, horrifying. Not that, but just like the fun pumpkins mm-hmm. and stuff. Like, it's so fun. Then there's not the pressure that goes with, like, I got to travel and go to see my family and all this. Not that I have to really do that, right. but just others.
I had...
Thinking of others, that's what I do.
That's what you do. Yeah, okay. We all laugh. We all chuckle. Gosh, she's funny. We were on a cruise during Thanksgiving, which did feel weird because it was like on Thanksgiving Day, we were... I don't even remember if it was a sea day or if it was a day we were doing something. I don't even remember. But it was weird. Like that night they make this big announcement and Thanksgiving and you're going to have turkey. And yeah, that was one of the options. I think I had lobster. Cause I'm like, I don't want turkey.
Yeah.
But then the pastor, the captain gets on and talks about being thankful and it's a nice little speech to everybody.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was great. But like up until that moment, it didn't feel like Thanksgiving at all. Like, the ship was all decorated for Christmas, so it felt like I had just skipped right past Thanksgiving, which I normally like Thanksgiving, and right into Christmas. And so, like, because it was such a great trip. Like, it was a great trip. And to me, it felt like a Christmas present trip. And so then you get done, and we're like, we still have Christmas.
Yeah.
I still got to buy you knucklehead stuff, you know?
And I don't know.
Yeah, and so that was it. Okay, now here's something funny that happened, and I'm only going to tell this on the aftercast. I won't tell this on the regular show because doesn't make me look good. So we're on a Disney cruise, okay? Mm-hmm. So Disney has characters all over. You can get your picture taken with Mickey and Minnie and Donald, and they're all in different outfits and things like that, okay? So then one of the mornings we are at breakfast. Okay. Up on the top thing there, the mm-hmm. little thing. And they do these things called character breakfasts where the characters will come in, they will walk to your table, and you'll get to take pictures with them and everything
cute.
Like that.
Love it.
Yeah, such a great idea. And so they do those in the parks. And so I was eating, and I look up, and I know they're doing the show Aladdin on the ship. And so I look up, and I go, oh, cool, they're doing a character breakfast. I look deeper into it. Why are you so aghast,
Gavin? I
don't
know. What
are you thinking is happening?
No, I don't even want to say.
No, go ahead. No. Say what you think is happening.
Okay, so you said Aladdin was playing.
Yes.
Did somebody who like looked Middle Eastern sit next to you?
Somebody who was
in a turban, maybe?
Somebody who was wearing a hijab walks
no!
in, but it was really decorative and festive.
Ollie.
I literally go, oh my gosh, I'm sitting with my family. I go, oh, they're doing a character breakfast thing.
Terrible.
And my wife and daughter look at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, right there. Oh, no.
Oh, that's bad.
You're as bad as the blind guy.
Yeah,
guy.
On the airplane. Yeah, have you heard that story? I looked up quickly in my bacon coma. Because they give you a lot of bacon, and I thought they were doing a character breakfast.
Did he hear you?
It was a girl.
Oh, did she hear you?
No. But yeah.
So you didn't say it like too out loud.
No, I said it to my family. Like, oh, that's cool. They're doing a character breakfast. You know.
Oh man.
I wasn't being sarcastic. I wasn't being like trying to be funny and say something edgy. You know. But it was, and then they just come unglued and start laughing. They were at first aghast. And then started laughing, but it was like, oh man, that was
thank
not
goodness
well done.
They didn't hear you.
Yeah, that was not good. But
that
could
have been really bad.
Yeah. That's canceled.
Or be like, I want to get my picture taken with you.
Exactly. Aladdin over here. No.
Right.
Oh, so that was good. That was a little bit of the fun. I did have a really good break and. It was a good chance to get away, like with my daughter, as she is moving out in December now and going to Orlando. It's a great trip for her, and she met a lot of people that had done the Disney College program because that's what she's going to do, and they were all super like complimentary about it, like spoke highly of it. So it gave her a little boost to like, okay, I'm making the right decision.
And y'all too.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it was good. I ran into like such great service, so that was the big thing on this cruise. I've been on other cruise lines, and this one, the service is hands down the best. For example, my daughter gets an email about her college program that she has to opt out of this housing. She already has her housing set, mm-hmm. and they offer housing, but if she doesn't opt out of it, she's going to get $900 taken out of her paycheck every week for their housing, or every month.
Huh.
And so she has to opt out. And her friend is trying to opt out for her, and that's not working. And so she has to. All she has to do is go to this website and opt out. on the ship, you can buy Wi-Fi, and it's a little pricey, but then they have a go pay as you go, like for however many megs you use. So I'm like, honey, it's important. Just do that.
Yeah.
So she's trying to solve her own problem. I stay out of it, and she's on this website. The website will not load. It won't load, and it doesn't. It gets to it, won't load, and it's taking forever. Problem after problem after problem. And so we're up to about $10 in website fails by this point. And so then I'm like, I'm going to step in. Like, I've let you try to solve this, and you're just doing the same thing over and over again. And so I go up to the front, and I'm talking with this guy there, and he was so kind. And the one guy's like, I understand you're not you're not getting a resolution of this, so we're not going to charge you for the things.
That's nice.
And that was nice, but it still didn't solve our problem.
No.
And I, so I told the guy, I said, look, man, I said, honestly, I know that this ship does not run on this bad Wi-Fi for the people that are on board. Like, there's no way. Like, you guys have to have better Wi-Fi somewhere in this building. I'm like, I need it for 5 minutes so I can get this thing done for her Disney College program. And this guy, this is the difference in customer service from them, or just in general good customer service. So the guy goes, hang on a second. He goes, I have an idea. So he goes back and he comes out with a laptop. And he goes, okay, log on to this laptop and see if this works for you. She logs on, goes right to it, and is able to solve it. It was his personal laptop with the good employee Wi-Fi. And so it loaded the site. She could solve it right then. And his boss was there. And she's like, yeah, we're not supposed to do this stuff. But I'm like, that was, I told her, I said, that's the way to do it. You set aside the rules, because the rules are there for general stuff. But there are times, step outside of those for the spirit of this. You just helped out this girl who's trying to work for this company.
Right.
And you have earned a lifelong fan in me, too. You know, and it's like, that's how you do this. It's easy to say no. Because earlier in the day, one of the guys was like, here's our internet plan. You know, I'm like, well, that doesn't solve my problem. And this guy went above and beyond to solve the problem. I was like, man, that is the way that you do this.
And then so, he got fired.
Yeah. So he's moving in with us.
We don't tell that. Oh.
I felt that bad. Like, come on, Jeremiah. You've got a place to live. Place in my heart. But it was fun, man. Like, we got to sail with my daughter. We told a story earlier about losing my hat in the ocean, and we got it back. And
we got it back?
We did. I had to steer the boat to it.
She had to put her life on the line.
Yeah. I didn't slow down either. Like, I lined up the hat in between the pontoons, and I'm on a good tack, and the wind's going through the sail. I'm like, honey, you got to get this. We got one shot at this. And she, like, leaned over, and I heard her go, oh! I'm like, no! And I'm like, are you okay? But she's like, I hit my hand, and I almost lost it, but I grabbed it last minute. I'm like, yeah!
What a hero.
Yeah, but it was good. Like, I got to sail. Like, Marty hates that kind of stuff, and she went out and sailed with us.
Wow.
And she liked it, and so that was good. She snorkeled with us. I don't even call it snorkeling. So we go, and this is the worst part. She didn't want to rent snorkels because of COVID and using other people's mouthpiece. Yeah. So we buy snorkeling gear, which was about this. We didn't buy expensive stuff. So we bought cheap stuff. So it's about the same price as renting it anyway. It was actually cheaper for renting it. What she bought for her and Haley was the price of renting it for one person. So the right thing. But we lug all this snorkeling stuff in our suitcases with us. So we get there. Haley gets her fins on and is in the water waiting. The water is cold, by the way. And I have my stuff on. So Marty gets her stuff on. Marty, and we're like, all right, let's do this. So she kind of leans forward, and her face goes under the water with her snorkel in her mouth. And then I see her roll over like a dog on its back. And I'm like, what is going on? And she's kind of flailing. And she stands up. I'm like, what was that? That was not snorkeling, honey. She's like, I know. I'm nervous. Like, okay, well, try it again. Face down in the water again, back on her back, within a split second.
Well, bless her
And
heart.
She was like, I can't, I'm panicking. Like, she started panicking and, like, couldn't breathe and stuff. Because I've been in the ocean with her once before, where I literally kind of had to rescue her in the Indian Ocean. And it was not a good thing. And she was like, I'm having that fear again. I'm like, get out. Like, just go ahead and get out. Just, this ain't for you. So she snorkeled-ish. On the thing.
She snorkeled-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have some snorkeling gear for sale if anybody wants it.
At least she tried.
She did. That was it.
She tried.
I don't have a problem if you try and don't like something or you fail at it or whatever, but I want you to try things.
Well, tell us about the food. You went a little bit about the bacon. A bacon mountain is what you call it.
They just, like, it's amazing. The bacon is not quality bacon. It's really thin. But when you say, can I have some bacon, please? They grab tongs and pick it all up. And it's all just mangled together. So you get a mountain of bacon in every plate, mm-hmm. which was amazing. And then, like, Dragon from Bosnia brought me syrup for my pancake. And then I'm like, oh, and he ran out. I'm like, he's like, do you need more? I said, yes, for my bacon. And he just paused and stared at me. I'm like, yeah, you heard me, Dragon, from a bacon. Trust me. Do it. It'll change your life.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Poured bacon syrup all over the bacon. So good.
And it was wonderful.
Oh, the food was great. Like, I had lobster one night and steaks. And, yeah, the food was really good. Mm-hmm. And, again, like, I think the reason I'm so amazed by this is because my wife got a screaming deal on it as a Disney travel agent. If we had paid what you were supposed to pay to go on this, I probably would have been like, well, okay, the service is what it should be for this amount of money. Mm-hmm. But where we paid like less than other cruise lines, I'm like, this is amazing, you know.
But I'm sure that they're hurting too. You know, like the whole cruise industry.
I will
is
tell you this, yes.
Hurting.
They were only 70% capacity on the cruise and it was glorious. That means you're not packed in. Food was like you didn't have to wait in long lines. You mm-hmm. could get right into shows.
You got the extra bacon maybe because they had it and didn't get the full booking.
It was glorious. Actually, the only downside of that is you had to take a COVID test before you got on. You had to have your card.
Just before you got on?
Yeah.
It after every time you got off?
No. As you pull in, so this maybe if you're going to plan on taking a cruise, this might help you out because everybody's a little different, but there's similarities. So we pull into the port to park. We go through this thing. They give us a test kit. We just swabbed our noses. You didn't even have to go way up in. They're like, just running around. Like, okay, great. So we do that. And then they're like, okay, wait for the results. You'll get a notification on your phone. And I thought that was going to be 15 minutes. They're like, it'll be about 40 minutes because we have so many people we're processing. Mm. So that part was like the only eh. But when it was your turn to go, you got right on the boat. You had to wear a mask inside at all times. And like all the character interactions, they kind of stood behind you. So your pictures with them is with them behind you. Mm. I'm like, well, they got more masks on than me. They got heads on.
Yeah.
Like, but okay. So that was a little like eh. But by and large, everyone's spending money to be on this vacation, so no one is complaining about the mask. Everyone's just rolling with it. Mm-hmm. And so the amount of the I would rather wear the mask and have less people on the boat any day of the week. Like, that part of it was fantastic.
Yeah, I could see where that would be.
And you didn't
wonderful.
Have to wear the mask outside. So when you were on the decks and everything like that, you didn't have to wear the mask. So it was not a big deal. Mm-hmm. And when you left the boat, you didn't have to wear a mask. And then you didn't have to take tests every time you got back on the boat. Like, you only had to take it the one time getting on.
Nice.
And that was it. You didn't have to. I thought we had to take one when we got back to the States, but we didn't have to.
Okay.
And now that could change with the COVID regulations, and they're at the whim of the CDC and all of that. I have to say that if you're going to cruise and you don't mind wearing a mask, it's a great time to cruise because the volume of the cruise ship is down. We're going on another one in March that... again, my wife booked this great deal. She gets like one great deal a year, so we took advantage of this. And we're going on one of the biggest ships that Royal has, and it won't be full. Like, we've been on it when it's full, and it's not fun to wait in line for everything. And so this, I'm really looking forward to this because it's a huge ship, and it will be at probably 50% capacity.
Mm.
So pretty cool. But anyway, so that was my trip. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. Got great family memories as my daughter's going off. And I'm sure things will hit me that I'll remember and share, you know, at other times. But it was awesome.
Good.
So it's good to be back.
Yeah.
Good to be back. What do you got for Lisa these, Lady Rock?
Well, I've got a sheet right here. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm just waiting on you. You know, I'm used to this. I'm used to waiting on people.
I was just really into your story.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So despite the fact that actor Bradley Cooper has played parts where he is a dangerous force to be reckoned with, you know, he was like in The Sniper and all that stuff. He was a sniper in... What was that? Was that what the movie was
American
called?
Yeah, Sniper.
American Sniper.
He was really
stuff.
Good in that, too.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to get in a fist fight with this guy, but... It's all movies. It's all smoke and mirrors because that's not the fact in real life. So in a recent interview, Bradley talked about how he was held up at knife point while entering the subway station in New York City.
I felt somebody coming up and I thought, oh, they want to take a photo or something. And then I like turn and I look down and I see a knife. So I look up, I see the person's eyes and I go like that.
Lifted your elbow
up. And just start booking, jumped over the turnstile, hit around the white tiled foyer entrance to the subway, took my phone out. He jumped over running away, and I took a photo of him. I ran down two police officers in an SUV, showed them the photograph, and then I got back on the subway and picked up my daughter. Like, it was crazy.
Like, just a normal day. That's New York for you.
I know. That sounds awful.
I'm surprised. Like, I've always wondered about, you're in all these action movies. They train you to fight, you know, basically. And so you
I heard that, like Keanu
moves.
Reeves with Jack something.
With, not Jack Reacher.
Oh, John Wick.
John Wick.
John
like,
Wick.
He's, like, very skilled in just, like, weaponry and everything.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Because of all of the training he had to do. Like, they say he's a great, like, real shot and stuff. And so I'm curious, like, in this moment, like, if I'm Bradley Cooper, I'm like, finally, I get to use some of this stuff. I get to whoop somebody for real.
Of course you would.
I know. That's what I would be thinking, probably, after I wet myself.
Yeah. Because if things go wrong, they go, like, very,
real wrong.
Very wrong.
Yeah. And so I'm kind of surprised that didn't kick in. But he... So... I think you had told me too earlier, like, he said he just got relaxed and too comfortable in New York.
Yeah, so he admitted he was just had his head down, like he was saying, he had his headphones on. And those headphones are probably pretty
Beats
good money.
Or something, yeah.
And so, and he said this kid was young.
Yeah.
So it's a young kid with a knife, and he just admitted he was like, I just had my guard down, I should have.
It's a fight or flight thing, too. Like, your body kicks in, and so you're just like, get out of the situation. But it would be interesting, like, for him to think that someone is going to ask for an autograph, because that would be normal for him. And so you would let people walk up next to you, you know? I mean, that's, like, the norm. And it'd be great if he was just like, all right, kid, what do you really want? The kid's got a knife. I want your money. No, I'll give you an autograph. Like, will you settle
we'll take
for
a
that?
Picture together?
Yeah, yeah. Come here, let's do a selfie.
I'll sign
Put
your
knife down and get your phone out.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine? That'd be so bad.
Oh, Bradley Cooper. I like him as an actor, though. Mm-hmm. I think he's really good. He was really good in American Sniper.
Well, obviously, he didn't learn anything.
Yeah.
Well, he learned to run.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fast.
Sometimes that's the right answer.
Maybe so.
That's what your parents told you. Like, you're going to, sometimes.
Maybe I'm bullied in school.
Yeah, it's like that song, Coward of the County. Remember that by Kenny Rogers?
Was it?
Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. It's called The Coward of the County.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble when you can. It don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, so there you go. And Gavin's still alive today because of that.
Amen.
That advice, that sage wisdom has protected you all these years.
Please run.
Yeah. I'd like to think I would do well in a fight, but there's no way. I would say this, I would fight dirty. Like, when I was younger, I always did, because I was smaller.
Oh,
yeah, I was smaller, and so I was not, like, I know there are certain... Back in the day when you're in high school and you get into these little skirmishes, you know, there was like a code of ethics where you don't kick somebody below the belt. No, absolutely. First thing I did.
Code of ethics.
Because I'm so little. Like, I was so little. Like, I'm little as an adult male. I was tiny as a kid.
If you ever got in a fight with a kid, though, you couldn't do that.
No. But again, standing offer to fight an 8-year-old
on how
black
old
belt.
They are.
I will do that. Even in my 50s, I'll still fight an 8-year-old black belt. Just to prove that it ain't that, like, seriously, a black belt? Like, no.
Oh, man.
I actually think that...
I would pay to see that.
I think they'd win.
Yeah, I would put money on
no
the kid.
Way. No
so.
Way. There's
For
no
sure.
way.
There's just, like, certain things that you learn. Like, to be a black belt
that's,
is to be...
But that's my point. As an adult, you learn those things, and you can implement those things. As an 8-year-old, there's no way. There's no way. I could literally just walk over and push you down. Unless you're shaving already. If you're an 8-year-old that's shaving already, probably could be
okay, so now you're putting more
specifications. Well, because you're 6 feet tall, probably, you know, and like you're
a 6 foot tall
8-year-old. Yes, they have them.
So you have a standing.
Yes, a standing offer to fight an eight-year-old black belt that is under 5 feet tall.
Doesn't shave yet.
Yes, and doesn't shave. And has maybe never been in a fight before.
Oh,
okay, so those are my caveats. All right, well, are you glad we're back? They're like, you just wasted a good 22 minutes of my life.
Well,
glad you're back,
and we've
Wally.
Got some birthdays
to
do.
Oh, good. Well, let's do them up. Let's go.
Okay, so Steve wants to wish himself the happy birthday. It was on the 22nd, but better late than never.
Is that our Steve? From
Steve,
here?
No.
Oh.
No.
Could you wish Steve a happy
That's
birthday?
That's true. Our Steve had a birthday, but no.
Well, happy birthday, other Steve.
Yeah. Then Keller, the Keller kids won a want to wish Robina a happy birthday, as well as Becca. Oh, Becca might be one of the killer kids.
Gotcha.
And wants to get a special, like, hey, mom, you know, who's your favorite kind of thing. And then Maureen, today is her birthday. Absolutely love your podcast and Aftercast. I listen every day, and I'm sure I've re-listened to a few.
That is so nice. I listen to podcasts. Betty Rock told me about a bunch of true crime podcasts to listen to, so I listened to them on our road trip back. Like, it was like a 12-hour drive. Oof. And I listened to a lot of murder podcasts. I feel like I could murder someone and get away with it now, based on what I've learned.
I have found out some things because of... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
and
not good.
You got me on this. And pretty soon, like, just they were all running together. I had so much murder in my life for 12 hours. Yeah. Like, how do you do that? Like, I don't understand, Rock.
I know. I think I have a problem.
And how, yeah. And how do you, as a single woman, like, not be freaked out by everything?
I would say that I'm not, I wouldn't be caught without anything to fight with.
Really?
I am able.
Okay.
I am willing and able.
Are you armed right now?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, in your purse, when you leave this building,
right?
Do you actually have...
It's, I wouldn't say not in my bag with me.
Okay, so take back what you just said.
Right.
Then.
You're not always... Like, if I come attack...
I'll get a pair of scissors.
If
and
I come
stab
attack you
you
right now, what would you use at your disposal? Would you hit me with Gavin?
This pin...
Okay, you got a pen.
And I would stab you in the ocular sockets.
Okay, all right, good.
Up your nose, in your mouth.
Happy birthday to kids, by the way, if you're listening.
It's been a while since
you're
I've heard
asking.
Ocular sockets.
Yeah, I know. I'm just wondering, like, what you could fashion into
also
a weapon.
Also, add
over
this
there.
Cuticle oil. This will hurt. If you get it in your eye, it burns.
Or you put it on yourself so they can't grab you.
I'll make myself slippery.
Yeah, like your pig. Wrists and everything.
Yes. Yeah, like a greased pig.
Or I would
pig.
Drown you with this cup of water that I have.
Okay.
How much is in there?
I don't know. Anyways, moving on.
Okay.
Okay, so here's a question. What are some unwritten rules you have at work? Okay, so mine would be do not eat food that doesn't belong to you. Did you bring it?
Right.
No? Sure. Then don't eat it.
Absolutely.
Unless we're talking like potlucks or...
Right, yeah. That's different. Is someone else's name on it?
Oh, yes.
Once again.
Yeah.
It's not yours. Don't eat it.
There is like a little gray area because like people will bring in food or we'll have like an office lunch. And so usually you know, okay, hey, there are still chimichangas in the fridge left over. And so and those are fair game.
Yeah.
And so that those are pretty obvious. But yeah, when like somebody else has their Tupperware and you're like, oh, this looks good to me. Or you take something out of the freezer that you know you did not buy. Right. I have
Cake
before.
Gate, 2019.
Full on.
It was a spring morning.
I have in the past thought that I left a pudding cup here and there was a pudding cup in the thing.
It's
but
just
then,
funny that you say pudding.
I know. But then I wasn't sure if it was my pudding cup. Mm-hmm. And so I did not eat it. And then that pudding cup was here for months, and then finally ate it.
You should have just said, yeah, that's my... Oh, okay, you did. Okay.
Finally, but I gave it fair game for a while to make sure that it wasn't anybody else's.
Right.
Because,
right.
I get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would also say that if you have an issue with someone, maybe go to them first.
Hold it in.
Talk to someone else about it.
That is the complete opposite of what you do.
Complain to my wife about it.
Complain to my wife about Betty.
You're welcome.
Same. Nice.
What else?
Unwritten rules at work.
You don't like your things being moved around on your desk.
Yeah,
sometimes
the cleaning people
crew,
do that.
They'll do that.
That used to
You're like, where is it?
Yeah. Or if I'm headed for the restroom, don't you go too. That's another unwritten rule. Well, there's two bathrooms. I understand that. But just don't. Just wait.
Just don't.
Just wait till
and
I come back.
The thing is, too, we may not know when you're going to the bathroom because as we covered on the podcast.
Very sneaky, sir.
You're very discreet.
Very
That's
sneaky, sir.
The only thing you're discreet about in your life is going to the bathroom. Don't clip your toenails. Sad to say, we have had to say that before.
On the board.
Like where Wally sits, it was on the dash.
I think it was when we used to have board ops, like part-timers.
It was disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. I think we used to have part-timers. Who does that?
Also, it sounds difficult.
Yeah.
Well, they did it.
Gross.
Yeah, clip
it
your nails at
nasty.
Home.
Nasty.
Yeah. Don't make meetings run longer than they need to.
Oh, come on. Okay. Like, and when they say it's going to be short and then it's not.
Yeah, we got
also, provide food. If it's going to be in the middle. middle of lunchtime. Give me food.
Zach has gotten really good at this. Zach that used to be on the show, he runs the digital department now. Good. And like there's things that he knows. Like we had to do photo shoots the other day, and we all hate doing photo shoots for like the t-shirts and stuff because none of us are models and it's just awkward and stuff. And so he came up with two things. He's like, okay, pick your song. So we were like, and a fancy like Applebee's on a date night. So that was fun. But then he had donuts. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
good for you.
Like, it was a win, a solid win for everyone.
And there was another meeting that he did once about Christmas, but we were talking about Christmas already, like plans in October.
Yeah, this was back
and so we didn't want to deal with that yet. And he brought like Christmas cookies. Like, oh, yes, let's talk about this.
But
so
I was
smart.
A little questioning of that one just because how did he get Christmas cookies in October?
Doesn't matter. He's magic.
It does, though.
No, he's magic. They were probably from last year.
Ugh.
He's cheap, and he holds on to things. They were definitely from last year, but they were good, though.
Yeah.
But yeah,
no
definitely bring food. If you're doing a lunchtime meeting that's going to span lunchtime, you should provide food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and also, like respect. It's not like a rule, but yeah, respect people's parking spots.
Oh, for sure.
Someone's parking spot. Yeah. Like, you do respect that.
That's true.
Yeah. Because I find myself, because we get in early. So we're the first ones in. We park in the same place every day. And so our names aren't on them, but it's still our place.
Yep.
And I have found myself coming in the afternoon, like, oh, someone's in my spot. I'm like, oh, wait, that's not your spot. It's okay. We got to share.
Yeah,
but like,
it's
Betty,
hard.
Yeah. Betty parked in Pastor Chad's spot for a week when her spot was taken. And that was uncool. You should have parked somewhere else.
And I had to hear about it.
Yeah. You should have parked somewhere else because that was where he always parked.
Well, but the problem is,
wait, in the morning.
Before you say that, I want you to know that my first spot was taken.
Okay.
So where I usually park now is my second choice.
Right.
Because my first was taken by Pastor Chad getting a picnic table to put that we don't even use in my parking spot.
It is getting cold out.
So. Two people use that thing. Zach goes out there to do work because he doesn't like to be in his office.
Well, let's put it in his parking spot.
I know. Exactly. Exactly. I support
Pastor
that.
Chad can take that.
He's like the root of your problems, actually, Pastor
Chad.
He is.
He always is.
Yeah.
And if it's not him, it's you.
Perfect. At least now I know that I have an ally, and he and I can combine forces to drive you nuts.
Great.
And we will do that. All right, that's going to do it for your Aftercast today.
And as always,
we will do this again tomorrow.
And as always.
And you are the best.
And as always.
Thanks for being a potty.